Brad, what have you done
And she joins me now. She is the author of the brand new book, Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today, Miss Valerie Bertinelli, the legend herself. Valerie, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you because this book, I think, is very important, not only for any time, but especially the time we're in now, and we're going to get into that. But let's talk about really the inspiration behind it. Why did you decide I'm going to sit down and write this book, Enough Already?
I was tired of doing the same thing over and over again and not having any different results, like the definition of insanity, right? So I just said, enough already. I'm not going to get on the scale. The scale isn't going to run my life any longer. It's not changing my life. It's just making me miserable. And also, there's the flip side of that, that I am enough already. Why don't I realize that? And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. So I really wanted to get that out there and connect with all of the other people. And, you know, men go through this too, that we just feel like we're not enough, and we are so enough already.
I think it's a great message. I think it's a great time for this book. I think a lot of people going through the going through the pandemic and sitting at home a lot, maybe your eating habits change, or maybe you're having to finally face yourself in some ways, right? And you're looking at things in the mirror and you're maybe overanalyzing things about yourself and realizing that it's enough already. I mean, is that something that you've talked to people and that's what they were going through this time?
Oh, yes, for sure. I started writing this book, almost a year into the pandemic. It was after Ed passed. And that's not the book I planned to write. When I went to go write this book, it was right as the pandemic was starting. So it just changed a lot of what I thought I wanted to go through. But it's good because I just think that God, the universe has a sense of humor in this. It's, oh, you want to find joy in everyday life? Here, let me just throw a bunch of stuff at you. Why don't you just have this guy die over here? We're going to put the whole world into a pandemic so nobody can see each other. I'm like, oh, okay. So I know that a lot of people were going through a lot of grief at the same time that I was, and just trying to navigate through that and still just appreciate your life for what you do have. And I think that's what definitely brings us to joy, is when we can be grateful even in the most challenging times.
I mean, yeah, you talk about it in the book, and obviously you just talk about it there. Some of these big life changes that were occurring to you, Eddie Van Halen, unfortunately passing away much too soon in my estimation, I think the world's, and obviously the father of your son, Wolfgang. But when you're going through that and you're having to now channel all that emotion onto the page, I would find that would be a difficult task. I mean, I've written I just actually yesterday got to submit my second book to the publisher for print yesterday. I agreed on the final print. Thank you. But it's a difficult task no matter what. And I can only imagine having to write it with all that stuff going on with the emotion. Did you have any issues or any I don't know, I guess writer's block or anything like that, trying to figure out the right words to say of what you were feeling at the time?
It was definitely cathartic. I had to pull back a lot of stuff. I mean, I was just like putting it all out there. And I think I left a lot of it out there. And then thank God for amazing editors. But I think by writing about it, by getting it out and not holding on to it and not stuffing it down, which is my MO, I was able to then actually really feel the feelings and get to the other side of what is the other side of grief? Well, what can grief be good for? There's so many horrible things that you go through when you are grieving. But what I'm left with is all of the good things, all of the love that is left after. You don't think about all of the challenges that you put each other through, all the pain that you put each other through. You're just left with the love. And I think that's really important because we start with love and we end with love, but somehow we've messed up the big old middle in denying ourselves and others the love that we feel for them and ourselves. And I think that's what I'm trying to like get back in everyone's lives, especially mine, to, if I, you know, can be selfish.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. As you should be. You should always look after yourself. Always look after number one when it comes to mental and physical health. And you know, this pandemic affected everybody. And I know we're all kind of sick of talking about it to a certain extent, but I think it's very relevant to the subject matter in your book, because not even people of any age or any gender, but right now, I think young people are going through something that someone like you or I can't even really even relate to. They're taken out of school. They're taken away from their friends. And all they have is their social media channels. And you want to talk about body image expectations being off the charts and out of control. I can only imagine what it's like for young men and young women having to look at Instagram and compare themselves to these, I don't know, photoshopped images and things like that. What advice do you give to young women, especially who are having to deal with body issues and, you know, they say comparison is the thief to joy. And I think that we're going through that a lot right now.
Does, yeah. And not, you have to understand that as real as it may seem, because there are so many TikTok accounts and Instagram accounts where you do get some really great advice and people are real. Mm-hmm. And I try to be extremely real, show myself without makeup a lot. Yeah, you can tell when I'm using filters, when I'm not. But I think it needs to be understood that it's not real. Like the angles aren't real life. And you're going to pick your best angle when you're talking to people, or at least you try to. And it doesn't matter what we look like. We have to get to a point where it does not matter what we look like. How are we treating people? How are we treating ourselves? Are you being kind? Are you being respectful? Are you treating other people the way you want to be treated? That's what people are always left with. It's not how skinny you are, how blonde you are, how brunette you are, whatever color hair you have, whatever color skin you have. It's not that. What do you make people feel like? How do you make people feel? That's what's important. That's what people will remember when you're gone, the feelings you gave them. When people were talking about Betty White, nobody talked about what an amazingly stunning, beautiful woman she was, because it was all about how Betty made us all feel. Betty made us feel loved. Betty was kind. She was full of gratitude. That's what you want to be remembered by, and that's what you want to lead your life with.
Oh, man, I think you did such a great job of explaining that right there and going to someone like Betty White. You're right. No one's like, oh, this, you know, and she was a great beauty, especially. But no one talks about that after her passing. Everyone talked about, again, yeah, how she made you feel and the things that that we remembered about her were, again, her making us smile, us laughing on Golden Girls or Hot in Cleveland. Or I remember going down to YouTube after she passed and watching old bits with her and Johnny Carson. And she was just such an incredible talent.
But if you ever have, you know, a few hours, because you will go down a rabbit hole, just type in Betty White and watch some of the amazing things. Their password, Johnny Carson. She was just so fun to watch. Hot in Cleveland bloopers. I dare you all not to laugh when you watch those. You're right. Yes, that's a great rabbit hole to go down.
Well, you got to work with her for several years, and this is after Golden Girls. She's doing y'all doing Hot in Cleveland, real fun show. What was, I guess, one of the biggest pieces of advice that she imparted to you, because she had all that wisdom up there? Is there something that sticks with you to this day?
Gratitude. Be grateful. For everything. She was 88 when I first met her.
Wow.
And she was just grateful to be here, grateful to have a job, grateful to be around people, grateful to be able to laugh, grateful to be able to make people laugh, grateful to have her dog, everything she looked at with gratitude. And that was a great lesson for me, to watch gratitude in action for 5 straight years. I woke up this morning, my alarm woke me off out of the blue. I usually wake up before my alarm, but this time it woke me up and I was like, whoa, I can't. And I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you for waking me up. Just finding things to be thankful for, little tiny stuff like that. Just be thankful. And it starts to add up and you start to put a smile on your face because you're looking at everything as opposed to, damn, that alarm, it's loud. Why did it wake me up? Shoot, why do I have to get up? Thank you so much for waking me up. I'm so glad I didn't sleep in. I'm going to go take that lovely shower now and just look at life differently. It's not that hard. Sometimes it is. I will not deny. Sometimes choosing happy and choosing gratitude is a challenge because It's easier to wallow in our misery, but we're not happy there. Obviously, it's misery. So we can get ourselves out of it.
Well, you know what? My alarm clock woke me up this morning, too. But you know what? I didn't have the same reaction that you did. You know what I told my alarm clock? I told my alarm clock, enough already. Enough already. Okay, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I got the point. But that's the name of the book again. Enough already. Learning to love the way I am today. Miss Valerie Bertinelli, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. You as well. Thank you.